Good evening. This week's parasha is parasha's Behar by itself. Being it's a leap year, we are privileged to read Behar alone. Short parasha, but a very jam-packed parasha. The Baal HaTurim makes note of the fact that this parasha has in it the word Geula mentioned more times than any other parasha. The word Yovel mentioned more times than any parasha. This is the parasha of Yovel. Yovel is introduced to us here, the Yovel, the Jubilee year, the year when all slaves go free, when all fields return to their original owners. This is always read during the Yemei HaSfira. Just like we count the 49 days leading up to Shavuos, they would count the seven Shemitah cycles leading up to Yovel. And what Yovel is in years, Shavuos is in weeks. Shavuos, the 50th day after 7 weeks, like Yovel, the 50th year after 49 years, after seven Shemitah cycles. Usually, we try to connect the time with the name of the parasha. The name of the parasha is Behar. And Rashi asks here, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Behar Sinai, Ma inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. Rashi asks the famous question that the Torah's Kohanim asks, that Rashi's quoting, why does the Torah choose the mitzvah of Shmita, which is what the Torah speaks to us here at the beginning of the parasha about? That's like the theme of the parasha, because even the end of the parasha, which talks about a Jewish slave who sells himself into slavery, first to a Jew, then to a Ger Tosha, then to a Goy, then to Avodah Zorah, as Rashi brings down from Chazal at the end of the parasha, we're talking here about someone who's not careful with the laws of Shemitah, and he does business with the produce of Shemitah. Such a person eventually ends up selling his movable items, and then he sells his land, and eventually he sells himself. So this parasha talks to us about Shemitah, the observance of Shemitah, and Chalila, what could happen if a person does not observe the laws of Shemitah. But Rashi asks the question here, Ma inyan Shemitah etel har Sinai? Mefarshim asked, the question should have been, why does the Torah choose to tell us that Shemitah was said Behar Sinai, and not another mitzvah? The question that's being asked over here is, what does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? Well, what does any mitzvah have to do with Har Sinai? Or all mitzvahs have to do with Har Sinai. That's when all the mitzvahs were given to us. They were given to us by Har Sinai. If anything, Shemitah has as much to do with Har Sinai as any one of the other 612 mitzvahs. With the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, Asher Tzeisicha, the mitzvah of Shmiras Shabbos, Shemitah is no different. So what's the question, Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, as if Shemitah has absolutely no connection to Har Sinai at all, and the Torah's Kohanim, which Rashi is quoting here, is asking, what does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? It shouldn't be said here. The obvious question is, the mitzvahs, the parashios that were read before, were also said by Har Sinai. This is not the first time that we have a mitzvah that was said by Har Sinai. The entire Torah was told to us by Har Sinai. Yet the Torah chooses this parasha, parasha number 32, the 32nd parasha of Chumash, is called Behar. What's the connection, Behar, the name of the parasha, Behar, to the Yemei HaSfira, to Chodesh Iyar? Chodesh Iyar tells us the Arizal is the month of Yishalel, HaMishalel, Haskel, V'Yodoya. Every month has a different combination of Hashem's name. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Iyar is Yud Kei Hei Vav, which is the acronym, the Rosh HaTevis of the words in Yirmiyah, Yishalel, HaMishalel, Haskel V'Yodoya, where Yirmiyah HaNavi says, Al Yishalel HeChocham B'Chochmosoi, Al Yishalel HaGibor B'Gevurosoi, Al Yishalel Oshir B'Oshroi, the wise, the powerful, the rich should not pride themselves with their wisdom and their strength and wealth. Ki im bezois, what then can a person or should a person pride himself with? Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'Yodaya. And that's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Iyar. Yedias Hashem, Yishalel HaMishalel Haskel V'Yodaya, which is really the avoda of a person in this world is da es elokei avicha v'avdehu. A pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. A person has to know Hashem and serve Him. Da es elokei avicha. And as the Rambam tells us at the beginning of Hilchos Yisrael the Atayra, that's the first mitzvah of the Aseres Hadibros. Anoichi Hashem elokecha. He says, is Leida Sheyesham Motzli Rishon, the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Yisrael HaTorah. Not just to believe, to know. Ato Horeisa Lo Da'as Ki Hashem Hu HaElokim. Yid has to know Hashem. Yid has to study godliness. As the Rambam ends off his entire Sefer Hayad in Hilchas Melachim Melchama Yisayim at the end in Perek Yud Beis, where he talks about Yemais HaMashiach, and he says, and he ends off with the pasuk, Ki mola ha'aretz de'a es Hashem. So he begins his sefer with La da'as es Hashem, that a person is mechuyev, a person is obligated to know Hashem, to know that Hashem exists, and to study elikus, to study godliness, to study that which brings a person closer to Hashem. And he ends his sefer with the pasuk, Ki mola ha'aretz de'a es Hashem. That is the tachlis of a person in this world, to grow in his knowledge of Hashem, of what Hashem allows us to know. And the only way, of course, to do that is through studying the Torah, although the Rambam does mention the fact that a person studies nature, a person studies science in the proper way, a person develops Yediyas Hashem as well, a person sees the wonders, the nifla'is of Hashem in every facet of the creation. So that is the Avodah in this world. The Avodah in this world, which Chodesh Iyar, the Chodesh of Sfira, which the month of Iyar is a microcosm of a person's entire life, is La Da'as Es Hashem Hamishalel Yishalel Hamishalel Haskel V'Yadoya. That's what it's all about. Ata Chonein La'adam Da'as. We ask Hashem in the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei V'Choneinu Me'yitecha either Chachma Bina Da'as or Deya Bina V'Haska, whatever one's nusach is. We ask Hashem for Da'as, and the Da'as that we ask Hashem for is not to be able to understand the depth of the newspapers. We ask Hashem for Da'as, to understand Torah, to understand Elokus. When we go back in time, in history, who was the first Jew, the first one to recognize Hashem, the first one who taught the world about Hashem, the first one who was the Mevakesh, the first one that had the da'as, that had the understanding that there's only one God, was Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu began his journey to serve Hashem in Parshas Lech Lecha and then in Parshas Vayera. And we read there how Avraham Avinu was told to leave his past. Lech Lecha me'artzecha mi'moylatetecha mi'beis avicha el ha'oretz ha'she'arecha. Avraham Avinu was told to go. He doesn't know where he's going yet. He was told to go, and there's where his 10 tests begin, and eventually he ends up in Yerushalayim. The goal is Yerushalayim. This week is the fourth week of Sfira. The fourth week of Sfira is the week of Netzach. Last week we spoke about Tiferes, the third week of Sfira. This week is the fourth, the HaNetzach. The fourth week. What's Netzach? Netzach, besides what Netzach means literally, eternity, says the Gemara in Brachas, the same Gemara that tells us that Tiferes is Matan Torah. So the Gemara tells us Netzach is Yerushalayim. That means this week we work on Yerushalayim. In fact, this Shabbos Behar is Yud Iyar, is Netzach Sheben Netzach. It's the fourth day of the fourth week, which is the 25th day of the Omer, which is the exact midpoint of the Sfira. The midpoint of Sfira is on the 25th day. We have 24 days before and 24 days after. So this Shabbos, we reach the midpoint of our climbing of the mountain. We reach the midpoint of the Yemei HaSfira, which is Netzach Sheben Netzach, which is B'gematria B'Yerushalayim. Netzach is Yerushalayim. A Yid has to connect himself to Nitzchius. A Yid has to become a Nitzchi. And the way to become eternal, and the way to connect with the eternal, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba, the Mishnayos that we read during the Yemei HaSfira, during the Shabbosos of Sfira, when we read Pirkei Avos, we begin every parak with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, which was added to Pirkei Avos that every Yid has a chelik in Olam Haba, that every Yid has a chelik in the Olam HaNitzchi. Every Yid has a chelik in the eternal world, the Olam Yirshu Oretz, that's Olam Haba, Olam HaNitzchi, unlike this world, which is not Nitzchi, this is a passing world, this is a temporary world. A Yid connects himself to Nitzchius, especially during the Yemei HaSfira, when the countdown is taking place, to Shavuos, to the Yovel, which Shavuos was the day that the Torah was given, which connects us to Olam HaNitzchi, which connects us to eternity. And Avraham Avinu began that trip when he left Charan on his way to Yerushalayim. Holoich v'nosaya ha-negba. Rashi tells us, where was he going? He was going to Yerushalayim. And that's where the Akedah takes place in Yerushalayim, the final test. And that's when Avram reaches his destination. He goes from the beginning of Lech Lecha, from when he leaves Charan, until finally he arrives in his destination in Yerushalayim. The Torah tells us there, very interesting, the difference between Avraham and Lot. Avraham, says the Pasuk, Vayatek Misham Hahara. Avraham moves, Vayatek. This is the only time you have that word, a word that you find in Kabbalah a lot, the word is Atika. Atika means it's totally removed. We don't understand that it's Atika, Atika Kaddisha. We say it in the Zmiris of Shabbos. In fact, in this week's parasha, the Unkelus translates the word Yoshon as Atika. V'yoshon epnei chodosh toitziyu. So the Pasuk, V'tzivisi es perchosi lochem. So the other Pasuk says, V'uzuratem v'achaltem in hatevua Yoshon. V'yoshon epnei chodosh toitziyu. Unkelus translates it as Atika. It's Yoshon, it's Atika, it's removed. V'yatek misham ha-hora. Avraham Avinu removed himself from his past. V'yatek misham. V'yatek is Bigamatria Yerushalayim. He removed himself in order to get to Yerushalayim. From where did he remove himself? He removed himself from the Klipais, from the Tumah, from the Sitra Achra, which the Zohar says is called Shom. Shom is the Sitra Achra. And where is he going? Hahara. He's going to the mountain. Right away, the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu begins his journey and is traveling up a mountain. He's traveling to a mountain. Similar to what we say, B'hitziyacha es ha'ami mitzrayim tavdan es ha'alekim al ha'hor hazeh. The Avodas Hashem is climbing a mountain. That's what Avodas Hashem is. The mountain over here is, there was a mountain that he moved to, but it also refers to his eventual goal is to come to Yerushalayim al achad he'horim asha oimar elecha har ha'moiriya Yerushalayim horim soviv lava Hashem soviv la'amoy. He's going to Yerushalayim, which is on a mountain. It's interesting. Why is everything on a mountain? Har Sinai is a mountain. The Torah is given on a mountain. The Beis HaMikdash is on a mountain. Har HaMoriah, Har Erei Kedem, Har Tzion, Tevi'emoi v'sita'emoi behar nachaloscha. Eso Einai, says David HaMelech, El HeHorim me'ayin yavoy Ezri. Yerushalayim horim sovivlo. Because a Yid is climbing a mountain. Avodas Hashem is mountain climbing, Beruchnius. Not literally. But Avodas Hashem is mountain climbing. While those who are not Avdei Hashem, even those who are satisfied, they daven three times a day, every day they do the same thing. If they're not climbing a mountain, if you're not growing, if every day a person is not growing and becoming better and greater, then he's not serving Hashem. Because, and there's no such thing as status quo. It's either up or down. It says the Gemara, Mailin b'kodesh v'loy moiridin. Literally, it means we have to go up and not down. Svarim say, Ma'alin b'kodesh means if you have to go up when it comes to Kedusha. Because v'loy, if not, moiridin, automatically you go down. It's like a steep mountain. If you don't continuously climb, you leave go, you slip, you fall down. That's how the Svarim translate that which Rashi says, by Aaron HaKohen, Yaskein Aaron, Lehagid Shvachai Shel Aharon Sheloi Shina. Aaron didn't deviate. And all the Mefarshim ask, what do you mean he did? Why would you think he would deviate? What is Rashi teaching us? That Aaron didn't deviate from what he was told? Of course he didn't. He was Aaron HaKohen. He's one of the Shivarayim. So there are those who explain it. Loishina means he didn't repeat. Avodas Hashem wasn't repetitious. Shina from the word Mishnah over and over again. It wasn't the same thing every day. There was never a repetition. Every day was new. Every day was a higher level than the day before. He was constantly ascending higher and higher. There was never a stop. There was never a flat. There was never any status quo. It was always going up until the last moment. Tzadikim are serving Yelchum Echayel El Choyel, not non-stop. That's Avodas Hashem. Every day higher, and every day the challenges are greater, because Kol HaGadol Mechaveira Yitzar Gadol HaYemenu. So if a person is truly serving Hashem, and every day is getting greater than the day before, so his Yitzhahara gets greater too, and he has to deal with it, and the challenges grow, and he serves Hashem, and he overcomes, and that's an Oved Hashem, constantly climbing a mountain. When we look at Lot, Lot was not interested in climbing mountains. It says Lot, Vayivchar loy loy. What did Lot choose for himself? Vayisa Lot es einov. Vayares called Kikar Hayardain. So Rashi says, what's a Kikar? A Mishor. What's a Mishor? Flat. Plain. Lot doesn't want to go up a mountain. It's too dangerous. Hishamru lochem alois bohor unagaya bekotzehu kol anagaya bohor mois yumas. Lot is afraid. Yeah, like Salah b'mailos al mizbechi. Let's just be satisfied with what we have. Every day the same thing. And unfortunately, many of us, we serve Hashem that way. It's just every day the same thing. Every day, Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Shir in the morning, Shir, now whatever it is, Tzedakah here, it's the same thing every single day. And many are happy with that. And they say, wow, how great I am. I do the same thing every day. That's not Avodas Hashem. That's what Lot chose. Lot chose Sedoim. That's Sedoim. No mountain. Plain, flat, no challenges, no Avodas Hashem. Malachim are called Oimdim because they're constantly on the same level all the time. They're not Oivdei Hashem. They don't serve Hashem. They don't climb a mountain. And that's why the Torah tells us, Vayisa Lot Mikedem. Lot left Avraham Avinu, who was on a mountain. He chose Sedoim. He chose the flat, the plains. So the Torah tells us that means he traveled away mikedem mikadmoinoi shel oilam. He left Hashem, as Rashi brings from the Medrash over here. He siya atzmoi mikadmoinoi shel oilam. The Torah is hinting to us that kedem is yoivel, chadesh yomeinu kekedem. Kedem is the highest level that a yid can reach, the peak, the summit of the mountain. That's kedem. Bereshis, as Unkelus translates, Mila Kadmin, a whole life a person has to strive to go back to the Reishis, back to the root, that's Yovel, to return to the source. V'al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshov. During the days of Sfira, we're counting down to the Yovel, to the 50th day, which is Shavuos, which at that time was Har Sinai. Today is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Horim Soviv Lov Hashem Soviv La'amoi. Those words, Abigamatria Bereshis Bara Elohim. And the idea is, every year has to go back to Reishis. Every year has to go back to the beginning. The beginning is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is where it all started. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, that's the center of the earth. That's Misham Nivra Ha'olam, that's where the Evan Shasiya is, Bereshis Bara Shis, as Chazal tell us. That's Yerushalayim, Makam HaMikdash, where everyone is rooted. That's the Yovel, which Yovel in time is Yerushalayim in Makayim. So says the Torah, Yerushalayim, says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yerushalayim Harim Soviv Lov HaHashem Soviv La'amoy. Yerushalayim is surrounded by mountains, and so Hashem surrounds Klal Yisrael. Yerushalayim is the mountain, and that's the Reishis. Bereishis Bara Elohim B'gematria Yerushalayim Horim Soviv Lov HaHashem Soviv La'amoy. And it goes further. Shavuos is referred to as Yoim HaBikurim. Uvi Yoim HaBikurim, says the Pasuk in Pinchas, but we're going to be learning Shavuos less than a month away already. We're already within the Shloshim Yoim Kaidem HaChag. So one has to start preparing for Yom Tov 30 days in advance, especially that it's already less than that. And this Shabbos is the midpoint of the Sfira, the midpoint of the mountain climbing. Parashas Behar. A Yid has to ask himself on the 25th day of Sfira, which is this Shabbos, Netzach Shebenetzach, where am I holding in my journey to Yerushalayim? Where am I? Am I closer to Yerushalayim? Am I further from Yerushalayim? Am I nearing the top of the mountain? Am I falling? Says the Pasuk concerning Shavuos, Uviyoyim habikurim behakrivchem mincha chadosha laHashem. That's the first Pasuk we're going to be laying in the Maftir, in the second Sefer Torah Shavuos morning, and then again the second day. Those words, Uviyoyim habikurim behakrivchem mincha chadosha laHashem, are also begamatria, Yerushalayim horim soviv lava Hashem soviv la'amoy, which is equal to Bereshis Bara Elohim. Shavuos is the Reishis, because the reason why Hashem created the world was because of the Torah. Bereishis, why did Hashem create the world? Bereishis, b'shvil Reishis, b'shvil ha-Torah shenekras Reishis, Reishis darkoi. Hashem kanoni Reishis darkoi. Kedem mifalov me'oz, kedem. The Torah is Reishis, the Torah is kedem, and so are Klal Yisrael, konisa kedem. We are the nation that Hashem has acquired, kedem, we are connected to kedem. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem, Kishonim Kadmoinios, Bereshis Milakadmin, Bereshis says the Balaturim stands for Barishoina Ro'e Elohim Sheyakabu Yisrael Torah. Hashem made the world only so that Yoim HaShishi, which Yoim HaShishi, Rashi says right there at the beginning in Chumash Bereshis, Pshutai Shal Mikra, refers to Shishi B'Sivan. The world was trembling for 2,448 years, Eretz Yoreh V'Shakota, until finally Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah on Har Sinai. On that first Shavuos, Yoim HaBikurim V'HaKrivcha Mincha Chadosha LaHashem, on Har Sinai. Then it was Har Sinai, later it becomes Yerushalayim. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Toiru Dvar HaShem Yerushalayim. So now in the fourth week of Sfira, the week of Netzach, the week of Nitzchi is the week of Yerushalayim, V'HaNetzach Zu Yerushalayim, a Yid has to strive to become a Yerushalmi. A Yid has to strive to go to Yerushalayim. So Lot leaves the mountain. Lot leaves Avraham Avinu. Vayisa Lot mikedem. He leaves Kedem. He leaves the mountains. He goes to the plains, to the flat areas. Lot does not want to strive. He doesn't want to work hard. He doesn't want to change every day. He'd rather just do what he has to every day, and that's it. Status quo. That's Lot. Those that are not Oivdei Hashem are not climbing a mountain. Avoides Hashem is a mountain climbing. Where do we see this? We see this throughout Tanakh, we see this in Tehillim, in Perek Tezvav. Mizmar L'David, Hashem mi yogur b'ohalecha, mi yishkoin behar kodshecha, says the Pasuk. On the mountain. Or, we read in the David, mi yale behar Hashem, mi yokum b'mkoyim kodshecha. It's a constant climb of a mountain. It's constantly mi yale behar Hashem. What does Avraham Avinu say when he finally reaches his destination, when he gets to Yerushalayim, when he gets to the Mokam HaMikdash, by the Akedah, he says, Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMokoyim Hahu Hashem Yir'eh Asher Ye'omer Behar Hashem Ye'ra'eh. When Hashem appears to those who climb the mountain, Behar Hashem Ye'ra'eh. So Avraham reaches his goal. Avraham is the Yehudi Harishon. Avraham is the Neshama Klolis, the entire Klal Yisrael are included in the neshama of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu passes the 10 tests. He leaves his birthplace and he climbs the mountain. And we see it's interesting. When Lot is saved from Sodom, the area which is known as the Mishor, the Kikar Hayarden, the flat plain, no mountain. So the Pasuk says, the Malach says to Lot, Hahara hi malet. You want to be saved? Run to the mountain where Avraham Avinu is. Again, the Torah stresses the fact that Avraham's on a mountain. He's constantly climbing. He's going higher and higher. Look what happened to you. You're in Sodom. You have to flee Sodom now. You chose the Mishor. You chose the plain of Sodom. So he tells him, Hahara himolet. So Lot says he's afraid to go there. Lot says, please, he's afraid he's going to be compared to Avraham Avinu. When I'm in Sodom, I'm a tzaddik compared to all the Anshei Sodom. But when I get to Avraham Avinu, I'm compared to him. He doesn't want to go to the mountain. And then it says his wife dies. And then finally the Pasuk says, Lot takes his two daughters. Vayal Lot mitzoyar vayeshev bohor. Here he finally goes to the mountain. Bahar. He goes to the mountain. And that's where the seed of Mashiach is planted. It had to be on a mountain. also on a mountain. So Avraham Avinu was serving Hashem on a mountain. The Akedah takes place on a mountain. And Lot and his two daughters, which from them come Rus, which we lay on Shavuos, is rooted in these psukim and parashas Vayera. Malchus Beis David is in the cave that is located in the mountain Vayeshev Bohor, Rushtei Benoisav Imoi. Here Lot had an aliyah, sort of. Vayaal Lot Mitzoyar, Vayeshev Bohor. Here he had an aliyah. So it was possible to bring out the neshama of Moshiach over here on the mountain. Couldn't happen in Sodom, even though it says, as the Gemara says, Vayechen Mitzosav Bisdoim, but the actual Maisav with Lot Benoisav is in the mountain. So the name of this week's parasha is Behar. Behar is the theme of the parasha, the theme of Iyar. Behar is always read in Iyar. And especially this year when it's a leap year, in the first half this time of Iyar. Vayedabra Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai is begamatria hamishalel haskel viyodoya. The three words of the four-word act, of the four-word siruf of the Shem Havaya is Yishalel, Hamishalel, Haskel V'Yodoya. In other words, what's Yishalel what? Hamishalel, Haskel V'Yodoya. Yishalel, Hamishalel, Haskel V'Yodoya. So these three, the three words, which really means the same thing, of this siruf, Hamishalel, Haskel V'Yodoya, as Begamatri, by Yadabra Hashem, Al-Moshe, Bahar Sinai. The Torah, which was given to us on Har Sinai, the Torah, Avodas Hashem is a har. Avodas Hashem, where every day a person goes higher and higher in his Yediyas Hashem and Yisal Hamishal Haskel V'Yodaya. It has to be, every day a person has to be on a higher level than the day before. To the point the Svarim say that the day before is considered, he's considered Tomei, Miyitain Tohar Mitomei, compared to now, yesterday was Tomei. Tomorrow's Avodah is so great that today is Tomei compared to tomorrow's Avodah. And the question, therefore, that Rashi is asking here, that the Taras Kehanim is asking, Mayin and Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, is as follows. What is Shemitah? Shemitah is L'chayra, not, the Shemitah is Menucha. Shemitah is relaxation. Shemitah is the year when we don't work. There's no Avodah. Shemitah is Schar. Shemitah and Yovel is really sort of the concept of Schar. A person works 6 days and he has a day of rest. He has Shabbos. A person works 6 years and he has a year of rest. He has Shabbos. 7 Shemitah cycles, then comes Yovel, a year of rest. Everything's released. Everyone goes back to their root. There's Menucha. Menucha is La'asid Lavai. According to one opinion in the Gemara, when a pasuk says, Kilay Bosem ad Ota el HaMenucha v'el HaNachala, one opinion is that Menucha is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of Menucha. Har, as mentioned before, har means avoda, climbing a mountain. That's serving Hashem, working hard. That's mazel shor. Iyar is mazel shor, as mentioned last week. It's the mazel of work. Shor is the axe. Taurus, the axe, the toils that plows and works very hard. Iyar is a month of avoda, the month of Yisachar. Vayar menucha kitoy ve'esor, but he didn't. He chose not to rest. But vayet shichboy lizboil, and that's why Yisachar. That's why yesh schar. Why is there schar? Why does a person deserve? Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelik loylem abba, because he overcomes chamor gorem. He overcomes the chomer, the chumri is haguf. He overcomes the yetzahara, all the challenges of everyday life, of daily life. Of every moment that one climbs the mountain, he encounters constantly obstacles. As the Medrash tells us, Avraham Avinu on his way to the Akedah, every minute there was another obstacle to try to prevent him from getting there. The Satan's power was unleashed. Hashem said to the Satan, "You can do whatever you want and try to stop Avraham Avinu from getting to the Akedah." Similar to our generation, where the Satan has been let loose to try and prevent in every way possible a Yid to be able to reach Yerushalayim, to be able to come to the summit of the mountain. So Shemitah, Shabbos, Shemitah, Yovel, they are really Menucha. That's not Har. That's not serving Hashem, climbing a mountain. That's the Ma'in and Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai Beruchnias. The question is, the two are opposites. Shemitah is not Har Sinai. Har Sinai symbolizes serving Hashem with tremendous toil, climbing a mountain, going higher and higher. That's the Avodah. Shemitah is the reward, sort of. Shemitah comes at the end. Yovel comes at the end. In fact, here we see the Pasuk tells us, Kisavayu el ha'aretz ha'shani noisein lochem, v'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos la'Hashem. All the mefarshim is, not right away. Shemitah doesn't occur the minute they enter Eretz Yisrael. First, as the next Pasuk says, she'shanim tizrasodecha. V'she'shanim tizmar karmechav yosavtas tivuasa. And then after that, about Shana ha'shavi is, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yiel, or it's Shabbos LaHashem. Yeah, after 6 years of 6 years of toil and work and planting and plowing and pruning and everything, that then comes the Shemitah year. Why does the Torah tell us right away? Kisavayu al ha'aretz, v'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos LaHashem. So some answer, the Torah is telling us the goal is v'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos LaHashem. How do you get there? She'shanim tizra sodecha, v'she'shanim tizma karmecha. The same thing, when we read Pirkei Avos, we start off, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. How do you get there? Go through Pirkei Avos. Learn the Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos. Make sure that the Mishnayos teach you. Make sure that you live a life of Pirkei Avos, and then eventually you will have a chelek l'olam haba. But we start off right away, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. The goal is olam haba. The goal is the yovel. The goal is Shemitah. There will be menucha at the end. And then we'll serve Hashem on a different type of level. But in order to get there has to be avoida. The goal is Kabbalah HaTorah and Har Sinai. In order to get there, Chodesh Iyar, we have Yemei HaSfira. The goal is to come to Yerushalayim. And the way to get there is to go through all the challenges of Golus. And then eventually we come to Yerushalayim. Ma'in Yen Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, meaning that Shemitah and Har Sinai really are different. But the emes is that it goes together. The way to get to Shemitah is through Har Sinai. The way to be zeichet to menucha, the way to be zeichet to yovel, the way to be zeichet to total connection with Hashem. We see in this parasha that a person who doesn't observe the laws of Shemitah eventually ends up selling himself to an idol worshiper to the point where he himself becomes an actual shamish to idol worship, as we see in the psukim at the end of parashas Behar. That's the yerida that takes place when one does not climb the mountain. The same parasha that talks about Behar, that talks about going up, tells us the ill effect, tells us what could happen if we stop, if we don't climb up, we end up going down to the point that a person could, chas v'sholem, be sold, nimkar le'ekar mishpachas ger, at the end of the parasha, to avoid the zora atzma, to the point where a person could say, my master worships idols, maybe I could too, as Rashi brings over here. The lowest level Jew that has to come on to Yovel, as the Pasuk says, if Yim Lo Yigoyel Be'el V'yotzer B'shnas HaYovel Hu Ubon Av Imoi, if one does not keep to the laws of Shemitah. Shemitah and Har Sinai have to be connected. Avodas Hashem leads She'shonim Tizra Sadecha V'She'shonim Tizma Karmecha leads to U'bashonah HaShviyas Shabbos Shabbos and Yihiyah La'oretz, leads us to the Yovel, to the Tikkun of all the Neshamas. The Havarta Shofar Teruah, the Shofar of Yovel in this week's parasha, that's the Shofar of the Akedah. What Avram Avinu experiences by the Akedah, Vayar Vehine Ayel Achar Ne'echaz Basvach Bekarnov, as we say in the Psukim of the Akedah, that are to be said every day, every morning. Where Avram Avinu finally climbs to the top of the mountain, Bahar Hashem Yeroah, he encounters the horns of the ram. He sacrifices the ram as a substitute for Yitzchak. That's Yovel. That's the horn of Yovel. That's the horn that was used. That's the horn of Matan Torah. We see the Torah connects Yovel to the mountain. That's Kedem. That's where Hashem promises Avram Avinu, Binishbati Ne'um Hashem, as the Ramban says, that Klal Yisrael are here to stay, that they are an Am Nitzchi. That every Yid will eventually have a tikkun. Mashiach has to come, and there's going to be Olam Haba, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik L'Olam Haba. Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Behar Sinai is Begematria Bin Nishbati Ne'um Hashem. Those words that Hashem says to Avram Avinu after the Akedah, which connects every Yid to Nitzchius, which connects every Yid to Netzach, the HaNetzach Zu Yerushalayim, which connects every Yid to Yerushalayim, to Yerushalayim. The Avodah of Iyar is Yira. Iyar is Rosh Hashanah, is Reitza Hashem as Yireyov. To prepare for Matan Torah, we have to work on our Yiras Shomayim. The only way to combat, fight the Yetzer Hara, which gets which becomes more challenging each day if we're taka climbing a mountain, is only through Yira. That's the Avodah of Ir. Ir is Din. It's the Avodah of Yira, the Avodah of Yitzchak Avinu, which is why these are Yemei Din. That's why the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away during this time. These were days of Din. The Avodah Hashem is the Avodah of Yira. As we prepare for Shavuos, the Torah was Nitunah Mipi HaGevura L'Loshon of Chazal. By Dabra Elokim is called Advarim Ha'el Leimor. Dibur, Loshon Koshel, Din, Dayan. This parsha Behar is the 32nd parsha. It's the lave of all the parshas. It's the Lamed Beis, the lave of the parshas of the Torah, the midpoint, sort of, the lave. And the name of the parsha suggests Behar. That suggests, that tells us that what's required of us throughout life, and especially in the Yemei HaSfira, and especially as we reach the midpoint, is to constantly remember that we're climbing a mountain. David HaMelech says, as we quoted before, the pasuk, Shir lama alois esa einai el hehorim. Which mountains? David HaMelech turns his eyes to the mountains. May ayin yavei ezri. Most Mepharshim say it means literally like someone who's standing on a mountain is calling out for help. There are those who say Horim is Hoirim, which refers to the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are the mountains of Klal Yisrael. Kimei Rosh Tsurim Erenu. But what does David say? May Ayin Yavoi Ezri. What's Ayin? So, it's a question. From where will my help come? Ezri Mayim Hashem Oisei Shamayim V'Oretz. That's the literal understanding of the Psukim, but the deeper understanding is connected to the first Mishnah of this week's Pirkei Avos. This week is the third parak, the third Shabbos. Akavya ben Mahalalel Oimer. Akavya ben Mahalalel was outstanding in his Yiras Shamayim. The Mishnah says in Edeos that there was no one as great as Akavya in Yira, in Yiras Chet. That was his, he was exceptional. His uniqueness was in Yiras Shamayim. Akavya ben Mahalalel Oimer. His stakel b'shloisha devorim. The einata boli de avera. Da. Yediya, da, yeshal hamishal haskel v'yodaya. A person has to know, may ayin basa, from where do you come? Ulana tohoylech, and where are you going? V'lefnei miyata osa din v'chesh, by the first mishnah yodua, and this week's Pirkei Avos, it is the pnimiyistik attach of may ayin basa. A yid comes from ayin. Ayin doesn't mean nothing. Physically, we come from nothing. B'tipas rucha. May ayin is the highest level possible. That's kedem. That's bereshis. Yesh may ayin. Everything, all the yesh, all matter in this world is derived from ayin. Ayin means we don't know what it is. It's ayin. It's lamaylam and adas. That's what we come from. We come from Hashem Himself, who is ayin. We don't understand Him. Da may ayin basa. That's why the Mishnah. There's like two stanzas here. Dame ayin basa, lanat tohelech, lefnemi atos, litain din vechesh, but then it says it again. Dame ayin basa, miti pesrucha, lanat tohelech, lemkaim offerim vesaleya. So before Shem asks, why does the Mishnah just say, not say simply, Dame ayin basa, miti pesrucha? Why do you have to say it twice? So the first part of the Mishnah is talking about the neshama of a yid. The neshama of a yid comes from the highest levels. If a person has to realize two things. He has to understand where his body comes from, and where it's going. He has to understand where his neshama comes from, where it's going, which is who he really is. A neshama is me'ayin. The neshama comes from me'ayin yavai ezri. The neshama comes from ayin, from the ayin ha'amiti. The neshama comes from Hashem Himself. That's ayin, because we don't understand what it is. We have no idea what it is. It's ayin. It's beyond our understanding. That's the shoyresh. The shoyresh is me'ayin. And David HaMelech is connecting ayin to mountains. Esa einai el hehorim mei ayin yavoi ezri. Yerushalayim horim soviv lo v'Hashem soviv la'amoy. Equal to the words Bereishis bara Elohim. Equal to the words of Yom HaBikurim b'hakrivcha mincha chadosha la'Hashem. On Shavuos, which is the Yovel, the 50th day, which is Shar HaNun, is the Bechina of ayin. The Shar HaNun is l'mayla mei haseichel. The Shar HaNun, Lefnei mi atem b'taharim, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maha Mikvah b'taharas atem, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'taharas Yisrael, the last Mishnah in Yuma, which talks about Yom Kippur, which Yom Kippur is connected to Shavuos. Yom Kippur was the day that we received the second Luchais. Shavuos, the day that we were taught that which was written on the first Luchais. Shavuos is Matan Torah. Yom Kippur is Matan Torah. The last Mishnah in Tainis. Se'enu re'enu b'yom chasunasai v'yom simchas libay chasunasai ze'em Matan Torah, which refers to Shavuos and Yom Kippur. And here we see in this parasha that on Yom Kippur of Yovel, that's when they blew the shofar. They blew the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Yom Kippur of Yovel, that was the day of Tkiyat Shofar. That's the day when everyone returns to Ayin, when everyone returns to their Shoirish. When everything goes back to the original source, back to Yerushalayim, back to where everything came from, back to the Makom HaMikdash, to the Makom of the Akedah. Through the Avoda of Behar, through climbing and striving and working and toiling and conquering, and accepting another challenge and another challenge and working harder and harder, through Avoda we come to this high Madrega of Yovel, to this high Madrega of Har Sinai, which eventually becomes Yerushalayim, Har HaMoriah. Svarim tell us that Har Sinai had the Kedusha of Yerushalayim at that time. And just like in the Beis HaMikdash, one is not allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. At that time, one was not allowed to go on the mountain. Hishamru lochem alois bahar v'negoya v'kotzehu kol hanegea bahar mois yumas. Just as Aaron is warned not to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim only in certain times, through bringing certain karbanos, only Moshe can go to the top of Har Sinai. Har Sinai at that time had the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. B'mshoich HaYovel, however, when Yovel comes, Heima Yalu Bahor, then everyone's going to go on top of the mountain. B'mshoich HaYovel, which in this week's, this is the parasha of Yovel. Yovel we see is connected to Har. B'mshoich HaYovel, Heima Yalu Bahar. Every Yid will come to the top of the mountain. When the Yovel comes, that's the kibbutz, the Mekabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael. Vayedabra Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai is b'gematria Mekabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael. When all the scattered and dispersed Jews throughout the world will be gathered, Mishom Yikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha u'Mishom Yikochecha, that's when all of Klal Yisrael are going to be gathered to Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, "Bishnas hayoyvel hazois." Bishnas hayoyvel hazois is b'gematria mishom yikabetzcha Hashem alikecha u'mishom yikachecha. And the time for it, is especially now during the Yemei Asura between Pesach and Shavuos. The Mishnah tells us in Eidiyos, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that the din, judgment, takes place between Pesach and Shavuos. That's what the Yemei din. So the Mishnah quotes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri quotes the pasuk, V'hoya midei chodesh b'chodesh u'midei Shabbos b'shabbatoi. U'midei Shabbos b'shabbatoi means from one Shabbos to the next. Pesach is called Shabbos, u'svartem lochem mimochras ha-Shabbos. Shavuos is called Shabbos. Ad mimochras ha-Shabbos ha-Shviyas. So u'midei Shabbos b'shabbatoi, and the Torah was given on Shabbos, l'kuli alma b'shabbos, the Torah. U'midei Shabbos b'shabbatoi refers to the Yemei HaSfira, from one Shabbos to the next. Yovei called Basar Lishtach Vais Lefonai. That after the Avoida of Sfira, every Basar, every flesh, even the lowest, the person goes through the Avoida of Sfira properly, he attains the highest levels and he comes Lishtach Vais Lefonai. So the three words, Umidei Shabbos B'Shabbatai, refer to the Yemei HaSfira. Shabsoi Sai Tishmoiru, as we see in the parashah here at the end. Keep to my Shabbos, make sure to be shomer the Shabbosois between Pesach and Shavuos. Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois Tehiyana. They're called Shabbosois. Shabsoi Sai Tishmoiru. The Avodah of Svira, Umigdoshi Tiro, as mentioned last week, also has to do with Svira. So here the Torah tells us, Bishnas Hayoivel Hazois Toshuvu Ish Elachuzosai. That's the goal. The goal is that everyone return to their inheritance, everyone return to their root. Toshuvu ish el achuzosai is begamatria umidei Shabbos b'shabbatai. That the avoid of the Yemei HaSfira, which takes place from one Shabbos, from Pesach till Shavuos, umidei Shabbos b'shabbatai, bein Pesach la'atzeres, bein Pesach l'Shavuos, is the time of Toshuvu ish el achuzosai. Everyone is returning, everyone's going back, everyone's coming home. Everyone is striving to reach their Shoyresh, to come back to the Bereshis Bora Elohim, begamatria uvyoim habikurim b'hakrivcha mincha chadosh al Hashem. The Zohar says that the Geula will take place on Shavuos. Bei Yifkun Berachamim in Golusa. There's the Lashon of the Zohar that it will be on Shavuos. So it's not a steer to that which Chazal say, Benisan Asidin Ligoyal, as mentioned once, because Be'emes Shavuos is the Hashlama of Pesach. It's one unit of time from Pesach to Shavuos. So if Mashiach is delayed and doesn't come till Shavuos, we'll still consider that we were redeemed in Nisan, because it's one Hemshech Hazman. Shavuos comes after the Yemei Nisan and Iyar. It's through the Avodah of Sfira, which starts in Nisan and continues in Iyar, was Zeichet to Shavuos, Shavuos Miloshen, which means weeks, the weeks, B'Shavu Aiseichem, Mincha Chadosha LaHashem, B'Shavu Aiseichem. So the Zohar says the Geula, which the word Geula is mentioned more times in this parasha than any other parasha, will take place on Shavuos. The Tzvila Tzadik said that if he had to pick a date in which he believes that the Geula will take place, Mashiach will come, he says it will be Lag BaOmer, which Lag BaOmer is the Hachana to Shavuos. The Rishon, I heard this from Rav Wolfson Shlita, who said that the Rishon has supposedly said that Mashiach is going to come in the week of Bahar B'chukosai, when we learn the Pesukim of Zacharti as Brisi Yaakov, Yaakov Molei Vav, between Bahar and B'chukosai. These are very, very special days, especially now in the week of Netzach, and next week, the week of Hoyd, which is the Iker Sphere, which is Hoyd, beginning with Pesach Sheni, and continuing with Lag BaOmer. So Shavuos is a Zman Mesugel for Uvalet Zion Goyel L'Shavei Fesh Abi Yaakov, for the Geula. So the words, Chadosha LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem, that Pasuk of Yoyim HaBikurim B'Hakrivchem Mincha, Chadosha LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem, which is Rosh Hatevis Cholov. The Svarim say that's how we know we're supposed to eat milch, dairy, and Shavuos. The whole concept of Cholov. Cholov is a derivative. It comes from Dam. Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov. The blood becomes milk, blood, which is red, which is a sign of Tumah, turns into white, pure, turns into a liquid which sustains, which one can drink. Dam Nekar V'Nasa Cholov. Shavuos, after going through the 7 weeks of Sfira, being metahir ourselves, we transform the dam into cholov, which cholov stands for chadosha lahashem b'shavu oiseichem. And those three words are begamatri uvolutzio and goyel l'shavu fesha b'yaakoy. The geula happens through our avoida. The more avoida, the greater the geula. The geula is going to happen no matter what. But the more avoida, the same thing with Shavuos. Shavuos is the yomtiv that comes about only after counting Sfira. If a person utilizes the Yemei Sfira properly, then he has a beautiful Shavuos. Because Shavuos means weeks. If there were no weeks, what kind of Shavuos is it? It has to come after weeks, after work, after working very hard, after counting Sfira, after going through the 7 weeks. And Avodas Hashem, a person has to go through the 70 years of his life, and today more, the 80, 90, 100 years of a person's life, Admeya Vesham and more. The more one works in his lifetime, the more geula he will experience in his own personal life. The greater level of yovel he will reach, the closer he will get back to his shoresh. And the same thing in our time, as we're getting closer and closer to the geula, and the yetzer hara and the powers of the satan are getting stronger and stronger, and a person overcomes the challenges, or at least tries to overcome the challenges, that is Oyved Hashem, and climbs the mountain, will be Zeichet to reach the top of the mountain. As the Pasuk tells us, V'hoya b'ayoyim ha'hu yihyeh Beis Hashem nochayin al-har, the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk in Yeshaya describes that in Zechariah and throughout Tanakh as the house on top of the mountain. The Beis HaMikdash will be built through our Avodah throughout the Yemei HaGolus, corresponding to the Yemei HaSfira, on top of the mountain, because we're constantly climbing this mountain. And that's the chus of our Avodah in the Yemei HaSfira, and especially in the week of Netzach, where Menatzeach means to be victorious. The whole Avodah of a person is to be Menatzeach v'yetzer hara. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Lo'olam yargiz adam yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. A person has to always sort of be angry at the Yetzer Hara. Yargiz Adam Yetzer Teval Yetzer Hara. Be tough with the Yetzer Hara. Like mentioned last week, Makei Nefesh Behema Yishal Mena. Fight the Yetzer Hara. So Gemara says, Im Notzchoi Mutav. If he conquers him and he's victorious, good. And if not, the Gemara gives an idea, he should say Kriyashma, he should learn Torah. Then if that doesn't work, he should say Kriyashma. If that doesn't work, Yaskir lo Yoim Hamisa, he should mention the fact that he should mention Yoim Hamisa. And the other Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Rigzu v'al techetou, Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'doim u'selah. So the other Gemara uses the expression notzchay. The goal is that we have to be menatzeach the yetzer hara, netzach. The Rambam writes, Moshiach will fight the wars of Hashem, yilchay melchemes Hashem v'natzeach. He will fight the wars of Hashem and he will be victorious. That's how we'll know he's Moshiach. He has to be victorious. Yilchay melchemes Hashem v'natzeach. Can't lose the battle. A Yid has to constantly be victorious in his battle over the Yetzer Hara, especially this week, the week of Netzach, the Sphira of Netzach, the HaNetzach Zuyu Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. When it comes to Yerushalayim, you have to be Menatzeach, the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, Amalek, who fought us in the month of Iyar, Amalek, of him it says, Velo Yorei Elikim. He does not fear Hashem. Velo Yorei Elikim. Amalek fights the concept of Yira. Yid has to be Menatzeach, the Yetzer Hara, be Menatzeach, Amalek, and grow in Yerushalayim and climb the mountain and reach the summit of the mountain, and that schus will be zeicha to the binyan bayis hashlishi sheyibana b'meherav yomeinu on the har beis Hashem behar Hashem yeira, which is the har that the akeda took place, the last nesoyin which corresponds to the nesoyin of ikvasid the mashicha, the time that we're in now, which is connected the akeda. We should be zeicha to meet Mashiach on top of the mountain. Good evening.